All right, we are here. Welcome, welcome. We are coming right along, and we're just beginning. Excellent. So, personal evolution is not really an accurate term for what you're doing, but it is about as close as the language can allow. A sense of unfoldment, a sense of opening to more of yourself, allowing yourself to know more of you, allowing yourself to interface with your world from a different level, from a higher level, from a greater level of functioning. The goal of this, if there is one, the direction perhaps that you're headed into, the experience that you will get from it, is total union between you and all that is. Union with the divine within you, union with your reality. You and your reality, you and all becomes one. But you took an experiment that you thought was intriguing and you decided to play it out to the total hilt. An experiment of individuality and separation. And so you chose this particular interesting planet. Some of you were here at the beginning of this planet, helped establish some of the energies, the frequencies, the grids, the functions, even perhaps helped establish the flora and the fauna. It was quite a project. This planet is a planet of very extremely high creativity. In a universe oriented along the lines of free will. So they wanted all those who participated in the creation to make this planet have more possibilities, more species than most other planets. The variety seems to be endless. Science is still discovering new species, even as some are disappearing before they're even being found. The whole ecosystem is part of an experiment. There have been several ecosystems on this planet, and some species that just didn't work had to be removed. Or they had to find some kind of check and balance mechanism. What you experience now with the overrun of exotic pest plants from who knows where, who seems to have no check and balance. Or animals, imported pets or whatever that are let loose and take over, squeezing out, pushing out the natives. And even humans migrating, taking over territory of others. The whole process of change and balance, creating new types of balances, trying to work with imbalances. All this has been going on over millennia and millennia after millennia. And you as an individual, in a sense, within yourself and all the parts and aspects and frequencies of you, you a conglomeration of many different frequencies, a unique group that form a field. You call it your aura or your energy field, your biofield. all of that, so complex, so intricate, unique. And you too, seeking to find balance within all those systems, those frequencies within you, finding harmony so that it all works together smoothly with a unified focus. Your union is internal first before it is external. And that is why we have so often emphasized cleaning up your self-talk, those inner voices in your head, growing them up, healing them, lifting them, so that the frequencies, the remembrances, the utterances, the thoughts that you have during your day are energizing and uplifting and not limiting to you, enabling you to have greater and greater sense of freedom so that you can make greater and greater choices. This is your evolution. Becoming the God being that you are in application, in the illusion, in all this stuff that you've created and co-created. And so here you are at a very critical time of history. We call it a time of emergence. We have given two workshops on the theme of emergence. Emergence 1 and Emergence 2. I always thought about calling this one Emergence 3. But in a sense, as you emerge, you get a glimpse of another level of your playing field, another span of possibility. So we want to just briefly recap this whole process of emergence you're still on. Process of emergence, which is an expression of your evolution and a critical time in your evolution, the time of a great leap. The whole world has been plunged into chaos. Chaos is a key component of change. Without chaos, you cannot have a significant change. Because in chaos is the opportunity to dismantle all those old systems that don't work, to reevaluate everything, and to let go of that which no longer serves you, that no longer brings you joy, that is no longer in alignment with who you are becoming. And to enter the emptiness and enter the void, there to sit with your darkness, to let things emerge, bubble up from your unconscious mind, to let the rage and the terror free, to heal, to reconnect with yourself on a deeper and grander level, to acknowledge more of who you are, to touch the bliss of your divine nature. That dismantling of old systems is painful for many, disturbing, sometimes frustrating, and it's easy to feel powerless when that happens. But it is because of your own self-directed and choice of change that you personally enter a chaos. What makes this time interesting, perhaps a bit different, is that the whole world is going through it too with you. Most of the time, the world is going through one chaos or another, but it has been a chaos here, in this area of the world, or that area of the world. And a relative sense of stability or order with a little bit of friction and chaos and here and there. But never anything to the extent that it is at this time. because this particular leap, this particular great leap that you're making personally, is also being made by the planet, being made by the world. The old systems that are breaking down within you, and these old systems that are breaking down in the world, are all part of a twisted and distorted masculine energy. It is no wonder that the whole chaos was precipitated by collapse of a financial system and banks, the whole money thing. The masculine energy manifested through men has forced men and pressured men to make money as a indication of their value, of their personal value. The masculine energy holding the world in control and domination, sustaining institutions of repression, whether they be government or religion or education or medicine, the great institutions. These two are being impacted. These two are collapsing. Just witness what's been happening with the Catholic Church. The twisted and distorted masculine coming to light. Yes, a lot of this stuff is coming to light, bubbling up from the unconscious, to be seen, to be revealed, forcing the dismantling, forcing the change of perception, forcing the descent into the dark part of the chaos. The dark chaos is that part of the dismantling, where it seems that things are lost. The masculine energy has been lost and floundering. It has not found its way. And individual men have had to seek within themselves to find their way, because this old and twisted masculine must go, must be let go of by each man individually. Now, every woman has within her a masculine side. And every woman who applies herself to belong to the masculine-oriented society has found that part of herself has had to be reevaluated. With a tremendous loss of money and crises that are mostly seem to be financial, the masculine energy is freaking out. Where is the value? Where is the meaning? Where is all that goals, all those dreams? Where is the American dream, which was falsely oriented towards money, towards having things? Has to just be dismantled. The American dream, symbolized by owning your own home, has to be rethought. So much falling apart. And the system even of energy. Energy reliance on technologies and on oil, so damaging to the planetary system. Having to be rethought. You might even say that there was a little bit of a conspiracy with Gaia for an oil spill in the Gulf. But it has brought tremendous outrage around the world. It has brought a call for cleaner energy. Because very much of the money that petroleum has made has gone into the pockets of dominators, manipulators, the twisted and distorted macho masculine system. And it's got to be dismantled. And there had to be some kind of call to action. There had to be some kind of justification to call for clean energy. And if this isn't justification, what's going to be next? What is coming is balance. As you pivot in the void, in the depth of the chaos, it becomes empty. It becomes quiet. There's that pause. And there you can touch your divine nature. And from there, you can dream a new dream. Chaos is sixth dimension. So is creativity. They come together as a pair. A time of chaos is a time of the greatest creativity. Witness the chaos of the 60s, of the late 60s and early 70s. Many of you still adore the music that emerged from that time. It spoke to you. If you were of that generation, it spoke to you. It spoke of your passion. It spoke of your vision. You don't know how, because the words themselves didn't speak about it that much. It was something in the vibration. Coming out of this chaos is a different type of creativity. Coming out of this chaos is your personal creativity, where you take your power, step into your freedom, and claim it. Where you move into the rule of love rather than the rule of law. Everything oriented to love rather than to obligation or to rules. Law has been an establishment of justice, a high principle of the masculine energy. And even that must eventually come full circle into the pagan concept of do no harm. That's essentially the basis of law. It's time to restore that frequency in your personal life. And at this particular time on the planet, those of you we call the first wavers, the first wave of those making the leap from the old masculine into the new reality of balance between the masculine and feminine, the integrated reality. Those of you who are going through this great leap are there before the consensus gets there. Consensus is still in dark chaos. You, dear ones, you've made the pivot. You've made the shift. You've dreamed dreams, new dreams. You've noticed that new possibilities have opened for you, new directions that you may not have thought about or would have considered only a year ago. Things are showing up that you had no idea was of interest to you. And it just pops in. Because at this time, you're integrating the pieces of your light, put aside so long ago. If you had been in your effulgence, in your light as a child, you would have gotten into a lot of trouble. And some of you did. And you said, oh my gosh, no. This is just giving me really a headache. I've got to put this aside. So you put aside a lot of your knowing, a lot of your wisdom, some of your creativity, some of your dreams, your ideas, your perceptions, gifts, talents, strengths, and submitted to your culture. You became one of the masses, hopefully to avoid detection. Because if you were too visible, they'd all look at you funny. They'd humiliate you, embarrass you, exclude you, reject you. That was too painful to consider. So even in your adolescence, as your gifts began to open, as your world began to glow, you had to put aside a great deal of yourself. You put aside the piece of your balance. Each one of you, masculine and feminine energies. If you're a woman, you had to put aside your masculine energies to be a real female. Men had to put aside your feminine energies to be a real man. Truncated, as it were, it was easy to fall into the idea of finding your soul twin, right? The one who would be your complement, that would fulfill you. But actually, it was the pieces you decided to leave behind that would have gotten you in trouble if you had been balanced as a teenager. Now there are exceptions, more now than there used to be. But you put aside those gifts there. A lot of gifts and talents and powers come in adolescence. And they too went on the shelf. You entered adulthood. You got lined up on the track, the program. Let us manifest this, 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 and then I'll be happy. I'll get the right mate. I'll get the right children or not children, or I'll have the right house, and I'll live in the right place, and I'll have the right job, and I'll have the right car. I'll have the right this. I'll get it all together, and then I'll be happy, and then I can return to being who I want to be and do what I want to do. You didn't know how tough that track was going to be. How much you were going to be demanded of to adhere to it, to stick to it. And so those dreams of you being able to emerge, to you being that bright being, for you to explore your reality and creatively and express yourself, got put on a shelf. Except perhaps for the particular limited expression that you used for your family or for your income or whatever you needed to do for your survival. You install that slave driver self within you to keep you on track, to guilt trip you if you should wander off and start looking at the stars and wondering, or getting into something too creative and frivolous. The slave driver pulling you back. No, no. Duty first. Obligation first. What is it your parents might have said? You know, do your homework first, then you can play. Mm-hmm. And because homework was always first, that you had to do all that study and do all that math and do all this and that and the other, before you got a chance to play, you began having resistance. Dear ones, you're loaded up with resistance. Because you got pretty pissed about it, right? I always have to do something else first. Then for me. Me next. Me last, right? Well, you know that time is over. You know it's time for you to get all those gifts, talents, strengths, powers, and all that wonderful, juicy stuff. All that complement of gender. All that dreams back off the shelf. To bring it back and integrate it into your life. And that's what the chaos is doing. It's enabling. Don't be frightened of it. It's your light. Some people are more frightened of their light than they are of their own darkness. After all, for some of you, your darkness is way more familiar. You're used to all the guilt tripping you do to yourself and the judgments you do to yourself and the negative self-talk you fall for. Familiar, old territory, you're used to that. But what if a lot of great things started to happen one after the another? You became visible and you became radiant. People were attracted to your light. Some of you could really freak out. Oh my, what's expected of me? I've got to fulfill some kind of image. Oh my, it's too much. It's overwhelm, overload. Can I pull it off? Yes, you can and you will. But you have resistances. And now, at this particular time, you have entered the light chaos. Just as the dark chaos was the part of the descent, the light chaos is part of the ascent. You're coming up. You're coming up out of that darkness into the light. And you're coming up first. You're coming up, that's why we call you first wavers, you're coming up before the consensus. This is part of the divine plan for you personally and for your world. Because you're the ones finding the template, finding the way of how to be you. How to glory in a life of balance. Now, a lot of people think of balance as being static, and it is not. Balance means that you have an energy flow through you that is dynamic with no blockages, effortless, with no resistance, a flow, the divine flow. When we look at your auras, we'll notice, and when we were doing the downloads, we were noticing that every one of you has resistances. These resistances can show up in your chakras. And one chakra looks a little dull or off to the side. And so the flow, which in your physical form and which in your etheric body moves up from your root with the kundalini up through your spine, out the top of your head, is just a little trickle rather than the grand river of light that it is meant to be. So part of what we did in the downloads was to balance your chakras to each other, to bring up that weaker chakra. Many of you, your weakest chakra was your second chakra, the sacral chakra, because this has to do with self-image. It has to do with gender perception. And the resistances that you have with second chakra, you have a tremendous resistance to letting yourself be visible because you're afraid of humiliation, rejection, and all that kind of stuff. Just like old adolescent stuff revisited. But now projected not to just your peer group at school, but to the whole world, in a sense, to your culture, to your society. So we tuned up your chakras, we brightened them all up, and we got the energy flow, the river going without impediment. And like Daniel noticed, and he talked to the channel about it, his was the third chakra. He would tend to just dissipate his energy there. It was his way of resisting, his passive resistance place. Okay, let's just, you know, create a nice hole and drain the energy off so it doesn't come all the way up. Then I won't be energized. I won't be too motivated. I won't get into trouble. Right? But it made him tired a lot. It could make him a little depressed sometimes, where he wasn't interested in anything. He had no fire in the belly, so to speak. So we repaired that for him when we looked at his energy field. And he had a hard time going to sleep that night because the energy was going all the way up through the top. My gosh, everything was on. Brain on, you know, all the chakras are on. He wasn't fried, he wasn't agitated or nervous. It was just very present. And all the ways that you have resisted being present will show up in creating a blockage of this energy flow. Your dreams, to manifest them, require energy flow unimpeded. You need to release your resistances to the light. That's what we are going to work with. We want to help you. We'll work with you. Release those resistances to your light. The light chaos. We see it. The way we perceive it is that we see these kind of globules of light hanging about you. Similar to orbs, but perhaps more oval. Very glowy. And they may be about 3 to 4 inches. Some smaller, some larger. Just hovering about you, a whole bunch of them. They're like eggs. Light eggs. When you move into the light chaos, everything accelerates, if you've noticed, right? An intensification period begins. And these pieces, these light globules, come into you and integrate, giving you more light and more energy flow, activating more energy flow. Now, you can feel this perhaps physically, but you may feel it first by finding that you get much busier. Or things just move faster along. Or you hit walls much harder. Because the faster you go, the more velocity you have. Any obstacle that you hit, any resistance that you have, is going to loom much larger proportionately than it would have when you were not in the light chaos, when you were in the dark chaos. When you move into the light chaos, you must complete the dark chaos. Or your universe will very kindly show it to you. Right? In crisis form. Okay, look at it now, in your face. Come on, be done with it. It's time to be done with it. Be done with the dark chaos. Be done with the attachment to an old order that no longer will be working for you. Be done with the resistances. They just cut off the energy. And then that energy that is picking up has to flow somewhere. It's going to flow right into your garbage, right into your issues, right into your stuff, if it's blocked energy. Where you stash all the stuff anyway in your body, in your psyche. So for some people, the light chaos, at least initially, is a time that appears to be more of the dark chaos, just more intense. But it also moves through more quickly. And as you bring in these pieces of your light shadow, pieces you've left behind, you glow more and more. You become more radiant. You can sustain a greater life current, a greater divine flow, without blowing your circuitry. You only blew your circuitry because you had resistance. Resistance is useful resistance was useful. You know, if you have electricity, you've got to have resistance or you don't get light. Because you got to have the friction, you got to have the burn. And resistance creates that so that you can see by the light. So you did that. It was a kind of a darker way to grow, but it works. And it will always work. It's that part of your dream now is to grow in a different way. It's to grow by moving the flow and expanding the flow with no limitations, with no restrictions, with no resistance. So that you can let your divine light be effulgent, so you can radiate your divine self. So you can apply your divinity into your daily life patterns. This is what the light chaos provides. Now, it just so happens that we are giving this workshop on a very interesting day. Right? Those of you who are aware of astrology and astronomy, there is an eclipse that happened this morning between Cancer and Capricorn. And what's so interesting about that is that the essence of societal structure is represented astrologically by the zodiac signs Capricorn and Cancer. You also happen to be living in a Cancer country. July 4th, the time of Cancer. Right? Capricorn, order, structure, Saturn, Saturnian. Cancer, Capricorn, parents in your astrological chart. They represent your parents. They represent your relationship to your parents, your relationship to society. There's an eclipse happening there. And in the eclipse, it brings out the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine. There are solar eclipses and lunar eclipses. And after an eclipse, you get a chance to really distinguish the masculine and the feminine within you. One is abated and one is emphasized. Now, astrologically speaking, also happening at the eclipse, because the moon moves at a good rate every day, several degrees a day, something like 12 degrees a day, so that it makes a whole cycle in 28 days or so around the zodiac, around the 360 degrees. The moon also came into, during the time of the eclipse, into a grand cross. Now, a grand cross astrologically means that there are planets that are, and the sun and moon are also included astrological lingo as planets, even though they're not. But they're opposite each other in the sky, forming an opposition. Then there is another group opposite in the sky, exactly at square to that. So we have a cross, an exact square. The cross represents Earth. The symbol of Earth, astronomical symbol of Earth, is a circle with a grand cross in it. So to have an eclipse on a grand cross, and the Grand Cross involves Saturn and Uranus, the planet Uranus, which represents breaking out of the box into freedom, into a greater perspective and greater community. They're involved in this Grand Cross. Jupiter as well, the moon. There's a lot going on. It's a big play, a big story, astrologically speaking. And it also is a time of incredible change because it brings everything to a crystalline head. The awareness is extreme in a grand cross. The challenge is huge. So today you have the opportunity to make your leap, your great leap. If you haven't already, most of you have already made your leap. But if you've made your leap to a new paradigm, you get to anchor in it. You get to orient to it. You get to get the divine flow moving through it. That's what we want to do with you. Personal evolution. It's your time. The light chaos will eventually bring you to a new plateau, to a new level, from where you have a perspective of reality that is so solid, so real, so connected, so balanced, and so vitalized by your divine flow, that the illusion that you create and co-create out there must, by its very nature, begin to change as well. So it is part of your destiny to make this great leap, to move through the light chaos first before the rest of the world does. Because you've got to hold the resonance of the change. You've got to hold the dreams. The rest of the world is going to enter the light, begin entering the light chaos soon, within a month. You entered pretty much late March, early April perhaps. So you get a little time to put it all together before the whole world starts moving into it. And you know what you've experienced in this and what we've talked about is what the light chaos brings you personally. You can see that that's what's coming for the planet too. And you've noticed in your financial markets, which is kind of the barometer of this whole transformation going on, that motions and mood rule the marketplace. They say it's supply and demand. No, it's not really. It's mood. Is it fearful day or is it a happy day? Are you optimistic or are you just downright frightened? And how many of you are frightened and how many of you are optimistic determines which way the markets go. What's the balance? So you can expect some gyrations. Because a lot of people don't know what mood to have. Light chaos is going to catch them by surprise. Because they haven't done their dismantling fully yet. Many men out there are losing their jobs or losing financial resources. Commit suicide, go into shame, hang their head in shame. They're less of a man. It's always been kind of mystifying to us how shame has destroyed the man. Here's a man who wants to have lots of children. Hey, it shows my virility, you know. My family, these are mine, my people. Or nurturing that secret part of himself that just loves his children, loves people. But he has to appear to be the man. He has to make the money. He keeps having children, keeps having financial problems. And finally, they lose the house. And here's a man who has a wife and children dependent on him, goes and commits suicide. Who is he thinking of first? himself. He's in so much shame that he's lost his value as a person. He's so into himself and his ego that he takes himself out. The pain is too great. The guilt is too huge. The only thing to do is to kill himself. To end that pain. To end the torture of being worthless. No thought given to, wait a minute, what about the wife and children? It's always amazed us indeed. That's how huge shame is. Shame can kill. Shame can kill men with prostate cancer. Shame can kill women with breast cancer. Shame can kill with colon cancer. Well, a lot of people don't talk about colon cancer. It's only number two. And it doesn't have the glamorous crusades. It doesn't have a little pink ribbon or anything. People don't want to talk about their shit. But that's where they stuff it all in. For all that rage, all that pain, that second chakra, and all that insecurity of the first chakra. So the resistances, stuffed inside, turn on you in the chaos. Why there's so much cancer going on. The rage, the powerlessness, the terror, the self-recrimination. Your chakras can show you a lot of your resistance. We mentioned the resistance to the second chakra, the resistance of the light future, the resistance of the light chaos, the resistance to your light, that fear of being humiliated and rejected, visibility, not looking like the woman or man you should look like. First chakra, of course, has to do with the resistance to letting go of control, the resistance to really stepping into the chaos outside the order, not knowing, panic. Resistance in the third chakra has to do with feeling powerless, being angry, being the rebel. Yeah, if you have a self-image of being the rebel, well, you're always going to be on the outside. Always. Heart chakra, the fear of loss, fear of losing someone or something or fear of losing something of value to you. Fifth chakra having to do with not being willing to take your own authority to speak your truth. To honor yourself. The eyebrow or third eye chakra. Looking at the future as just an extension of the past. Big resistance. If you look at your future and say, oh my gosh, look at all these possibilities, look at this project, look how huge it is, look at all of this stuff in the future. Well, I know myself. Dark story. I know myself. I know I'm going to sabotage this. I know I don't have the energy. I know it's too much work. I know that I'm not going to get the support. I know blah, 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 blah. All the problems of the past now are projected into the future. That's a huge resistance. You want to let that one go. Two. Crown chakra, resistance to receiving. Receiving from your spirit helpers, receiving from your divine self, from God, Goddess, all that is. Because you don't think you're worth it, or you think it's going to just blow you out, just destroy you. You're not capable of handling that kind of love, that kind of power, freedom, and safety. Just as in your root chakra, you look perhaps to seek a guarantee, the sure thing before you move on something. The crown chakra is, I want to make sure that, you know, I am divine. I don't really think so, but, you know, that's what they tell me. So maybe I'm going to have to try that, but I still have to do it myself. The time of doing it alone is over. Or pretending that you're doing it alone. Imagining that you're doing it alone. Because you've been imagining that all along and you're not doing it alone. Many of you have made really stupid mistakes in your life. Seriously. That could have really just absolutely screwed up the whole thing. It really put your spirit helpers to work. Setting up this connection, that connection, the other connection, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then somehow or another, it turned out okay. Oh, I see. All right. You didn't know you had that much help. If you had known, you could have relied on it. You could have trusted it. You could have said, asked for it and received it. But no, you thought you had to make your bed and then lie in it. You thought, okay, if I screw up, then that's it. I'll punish myself and sabotage myself. Thank you very much. No one else has to do it for me. So it's time to get rid of those resistances so that you can move through the light chaos and emerge. It is an initiation of yourself. Initiation is when you take upon yourself a new identity, a greater identity, a new name. Many initiation ceremonies give you your spiritual name or your new name for your new life. Last year we gave a workshop, we called it Emergence 2, Initiation and Activation, and we said in that workshop that we were jumping the gun. We knew we were doing it a bit early. We wanted to give you a little extra early juice there. So we talked about initiation and did some initiation work with you. But now is the time where the tire hits the road. Here's the time where it's going to apply to your world. It's going to apply to your life in tangible ways. Many of you have had issues with manifestation, because you have not really been connected to your world. We initiated the connection to your world in that workshop last year, given in the Bay Area. And this year, that connection to your world must be completed. It must be made a deep and strong, abiding connection so that you can manifest now. Because you know that the rest of the world doesn't respect anybody who cannot manifest. It's that whole macho thing about money and value. If you've got lots of money, oh, obviously you've got great manifestation talent. Then you must be important. You must be valuable. You must be worthy somehow. But you see, so many of those people, mostly men, who reach those incredible levels of money don't feel ever totally secure and safe. Somehow or another, they don't have enough cars. They've got to get more cars. They don't have enough success. They've got to have more success. Somehow or another, any moment, it could be taken away from them. The channel's brother-in-law has a major amount of money. He's made several hundred, 500, 700,000 a year for decades. And he's a stingy guy. So he has money up the wazoo. He lives in an old house. It's a beautiful old house. That he's loath to repair it, complains and bitches about the cost of doing a repair on the roof, much less replace the roof or anything. He's driving a car that he bought 30 years ago and every summer has to replace the air conditioning system. It's been on its last leg for over 10 years now. He's terrified that people are going to ask him for money. And he basically told his two daughters, you're going to have to be self-sufficient. You're going to have to make your own money. Pushed them out of the house, you know. Go be successful. And then, of course, what did he manifest? But one of his brothers, all the brothers had a trust between them. One of the brothers went off the deep end, ran up a whole bunch of debt, went bankrupt, had to have therapy day and night, and finally committed suicide. And all the brothers had to pay out of the trust. Oh, he was livid. This will never happen again. I will never let anyone have any money again. You know, he could stop working now. And have more money than he could even spend doing continuous vacations the rest of his life. But he's always worried about his money. That's the masculine energy gone too far. It doesn't work necessarily at the top unless you have consciousness, unless you have trust and safety. This is what you're building: love, freedom, power, safety, trust. And that's what we want to get you flowing completely into on this day, on this weekend. The world's been waiting for you. This is not a duty or an obligation on your part to provide the template for the world. You're just going to have so much fun living your life and enjoying yourself and shining your light, that everything will change. Yes, we do encourage you also to step forth and speak out. Speak out against the oil spill or destruction. Speak out against war and pain and suffering. Yes, write your congressman. Not as a civic duty, but as an expression of your love, of your power, of your freedom, and of your trust that you indeed makes the difference. All right. The process of emergence, the time of the light chaos, coming to that new place beyond the chaos, shining your light like a lighthouse to those who are lost and floundering in the sea of chaos. You can celebrate joyfully your life and the new world you're creating. You and the network of others doing the same thing around the planet, we call the Society of Dreamers. The link of light in a short period of time, as you emerge from the light chaos, and this is your emergence, you've taken the great leap. The light chaos holding also that wall of light we talked about, that this is of this year, the acceleration period. It's not a wall you hit. It's just a tremendous amount of light you enter and you're inside of. It's actually your light. It is your time. So what we would like to do, a little meditation. We would like to help you and release your resistances. We also, during the time of working with each one of you individually in your pictures, we have messages for you. Now, it's amazing, but we have found that many of the messages applied to more than one of you. So what we're going to do is that the channel wrote them down for us, and we have them on these pieces of paper. We're going to read them. We're not going to say your name, because more than one applies to you. So what we would like to suggest that you do during this time is that you just allow yourself to receive all the messages as if they were for you. Some will resonate with you, some will not. But let those that resonate with you in. Let them drop in. Let those messages just filter into you, integrate into you. They're part of your light chaos. Messages for your light chaos. And so now, put your things down and let yourself go quiet. And that also includes the computer. Close your eyes. Draw that curtain of privacy across you. We're going to clean your chakras and open up your energy flow, releasing your resistances. So what we have done is we have established a vortex. Those of you who were here last night experienced that. We're putting in a vortex again today. And a vortex is a spinning force. It has two functions. One is to spin out limitations that are then translated into light. We laugh because the channel heard the term earlier today called cosmic compost. It goes out there, returns to light, and just enters your energy field as your reality is in your energy field. Yes, your whole reality is inside your energy field. It's not like your energy field is this little ball of light inside your reality. So let yourself relax, maybe do a little breath, gentle, relaxing breath, where you bring in, and then just you breathe down in the belly, and then release down in the belly. The second function of the vortex is for you to spin out what you desire into your reality. And there it becomes one with your reality, manifesting for you, connecting with your reality. We're going to be doing a lot more connecting with your reality later. So let yourself now put your attention into your root chakra. This is around your coccyx area, your rectum. This is where you sit. You know, you sit on your root chakra. This is your seat. This is where the kundalini energy enters your body from your divine frequencies into your physical body to enliven it, to give it its force, its dynamic. In this place, your resistances to loss of order, of control. You need a guarantee, certainty. You crave certainty. You want to know what will happen. You want to know what to do. You want to know all the rules. That's a resistance to your creativity. It's a resistance to your manifestation, and it will forever keep you a child, powerless. So what we're going to do is we're going to, at the count of three, we want you to give us your resistances, your resistance to uncertainty, to freedom, to the unknown. And we're going to spin it off with you in a breath at the count of three. And exhale. And then just let it go. One. Okay, what are you insecure about? Insecure about life. What is it? Insecurity about the future. What are your fears? Just feel that general sense of dread of the unknown. It's time to let it go. Two, give it to us. And three, spinning out now. Let us finish it. Here we go. Those are just little remnants. There we go. Second chakra. Self-image is limited. Your resistance is because you don't see who you are going to be or who you can be. You don't own that. You have bought into your dark story of yourself. A limited version of life. Your compromise. Your compromise as a woman. Perhaps when you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. You're not this gorgeous, sexy thing. Perfect in every way. And you men, that you don't have the income you think you should have or the lifestyle you want. You have too many obligations, too many pressures, too many demands, too much burden. You're not high enough on that pecking order. You need to impress somebody and you can't seem to impress anybody. Time to let all that gender identification crap go. Whatever else you've got in there, that you're not loving enough, you're not kind enough if you're a woman, you're not smart enough, bold and aggressive enough if you're a man. And all that fear of humiliation and ridicule and shame. And all the shame that you've held in you, the feelings that you are not worthy, that you're not okay, not good enough, you've been kind of holding on to as part of the old structure. It's time to let it go because it resists the light. That fear of visibility, if you get out there, people are going to pick on you. People are going to be jealous. They're going to undermine you. They're going to tear you down. You can't shine your light. It's too dangerous, too much trouble. Give us all that package. It's huge. One, gathering it, lifting it. One, two. It's a big package. You might even see it as a big package with a black bow, right? And three. There's some deep stuff here. Old childhood stuff. Ah, yeah. Feels good to get rid of that stuff. Ah, yes. All right. Third chakra. Power. Resistance to being powerful. The demands of responsibility. The fears of being entrapped in your own vision and dream, because sometimes in the past you have been. Fear of your own slave driver. Resistance to feeling, to knowing, because it might not be something you want to feel or know. That third chakra. All right, one. Gathering. Two. And three. Fourth chakra. The fear of loss. The resistance to loving. The resistance to intimacy. The fear of being hurt. Rejected. If you get too close. The fear of being intimate with yourself. That you would see parts of yourself you don't want to see. The fear that the world is an unsafe, unhappy place. But the fear of the intimacy perhaps is the greatest. Fear of the power, the change, the responsibility that love brings. Loving in yourself, loving others. Receiving love from others in an exchange. One, two, gathering, and three. There we go. Little residues. There's one more. Oh, some old pain from an old heartbreak. Okay, come on, let that go. No need to project that into your future. There we go. Clean up that heart. Yes. All right. Open. Free that heart. All right. Good, good, good. Fifth chakra. Resistance to being in your own authority. to making your choices, speaking your truth, speaking out, speaking up, expressing yourself. Resistance to your own, the feedback to your own choices. Fifth chakra. One. Two. Gathering. And three. Yeah, maybe you want to do a little cough. Here, let's do a little cough. Okay, let that energy out of that throat. Into the vortex with you. Yes. That's interesting, isn't it? Brought that stuff right up and out. All right. Third eye. The projection of the past upon the future. Seeing the future as a linear extension of the past. Makes it very flat and only three-dimensional, not rich and juicy. Chaos is sixth dimension. You want it to be juicy. All right. All that kind of flatline stuff. Where you want your life to be steady, predictable, safe and reliable, so that you can stay in control. So everything is in order. And you can avoid in the future the things that you had to go through in your past. But you expect them there, nevertheless, subconsciously or consciously. One. Two. Gathering. And three. All right. Wow, you're brightening up. Definitely. Seventh chakra now. Resistance to receiving from the divine. Resistance to knowing your own divinity. Resistance to being you. To being. Oh yes, you've been trained to do, to do, to do, to act, to initiate action, to fulfill actions. Be. That's a scary place because you touch the divine. You let in something that's greater than you into you. You have a fear. It could swamp you, control you, overwhelm you. Or you fear that it's not there for you. Oh yeah, we talk about spirit guides. Oh yes, Galexis talks about spirit helpers and everything, but. Not sure they're really there. If I let them in, it might not be a pleasant thing. Or maybe then there's nobody there for me. One. Two. Gathering. And three. Recall upon all your spirit helpers to surround you at this time. Let them gather from all the corners of the earth, the galaxies, the universe, the dimensions. All the loving beings, let them gather around you now. Recall them. Above you a starry sky filled with thousands of stars twinkling their love, their light at you. And as your loved ones, your spirit helpers gather, several of the stars come together as one, a giant star, the way we show ourselves. We send a beam of light down to you, a beam of love, and when it reaches you is a column of light to surround you. Let us love you. Let us touch you. Let us heal you. Let us surround you. Let us be with you in all your glory, in all your light, in all your dark. In all your colors, in all your complexes, your gifts, your limitations, let us love you. Let us be with you. Surrounded, you and we, by hundreds of your friends, unconditionally accepting of you. There's nothing they want of you, from you. Ready. Ready to love you. All together now, we and they are going to infuse your chakras with light. Just let us touch your chakras. We're going to just mention them by number, name. Light, bang, just a big, beautiful ball of light from everywhere. Beams of light from every heart aimed to you. It's your day. You're the one. The spotlight is on you. We're the spotlight. First chakra. Okay, receive. Second chakra, receive. Fill it, fill it, fill it, fill it with light. Feel it cutting really big and bright. Third chakra, receive. Fourth chakra, receive. Fifth chakra, receive. Sixth chakra, receive. Seventh chakra, crown, receive. And now let us open the portal. You always have it open. Otherwise you couldn't live, the Kundalini portal at the root. But let us open it up larger for you. With all your spirit helpers, let us all together open this up for you. And let's move that energy now from the root up to the crown. Ready? Here we go. Opening of the root, moving up. Up, up, up. Second, third chakra, moving up. Come on. Fourth chakra, fifth chakra, let it go. Let it flow, let it flow. No resistance. Fifth chakra, sixth chakra, seventh chakra, and out. Back to root. Energy flowing in. It's a brighter river now. Brighter river. Larger river now. Let it, a larger river move up. A larger pulse of light move up. Root. Sacral chakra. Solar plexus. Heart. Widening the central energy stream. Throat chakra. Eyebrow. Crown. Okay, a third time. Larger even yet. Now, your Kundalini, your flow of river, a flow of your divine light, of your power, is maybe several feet across now. It's expanding, huge. It's going to include your whole body. Here we go. Root. Coming up. Second. Third. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Spilling over the top. A shower of light. And Kundalini now. Flowing unimpeded through your body. Just let it be. For a few seconds, just sit with it and let the energy just flow with no resistance. If you find a resistance, just throw the resistance into the stream and say, go. That's all you have to do. Feel the energy move from the bottom to the top and out. You may feel tingling, vibrating. You may feel lighter, freer. If you feel any stuckness, just take a little exhale and let it go into the vortex so that that energy can move right on through there. Safety, security, root. Passion and creativity, second chakra. Open them up now. Third chakra, open up your power, your will. Fourth chakra, open up your love. Fifth chakra, your freedom, your expression, your truth. Sixth chakra, open up your vision, your imagination. Seventh chakra, open up your divine heart, your divine identity. There we go. Flowing now. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. And as it flows, we're going to give the messages now. Put the messages into the flow and let it soak into your body if it feels right for you, if it resonates with you. The future is waiting for you, opening to more sweetness and romance with yourself, with life. Go easy on yourself. You're done with fighting, with a fighting of all kinds. Love and celebration comes to those who are ready and can receive it. Are you ready? All that's left is to be bold, dear heart. Be courageous and confident in your love. Resurrect that hope of yours, dashed so many times. That was because you were trying to be someone you were not. Dream again. This time a future that is truly yours. Dream your freedom. Venture forth. Your future calls you. Dear one, step away from the sidelines and into the flow of the world. Trust your knowing that it's time for you. Dare to love, teach, and share from your heart. Step outside that pecking order and step away from the ego craving for success and materiality that you think you need. It can all be there for you, for who you are, and you're ready. Let go of the efforting, the last of the hardship. Open to receive with ease now. You didn't have to figure everything out. You did. You worked at it. You don't now. You know enough. Trust what you know. Take those little steps. Don't push. You're moving more quickly now. Steady. Steady. Fashion your life around the gentle flow of your passion. Trust your process of life. It's visibility time for you. Be courageous. Step into the action. Dance to the drumbeat of your visions and dreams, your mission, now becoming possible in material form. You don't want to work, we know. So let your work become a play of the divine, a self-study experiment. Let your world be safe for you to play and to experiment. Open to a new level of adventure, new colors, new creations. Anticipate change. Expect it. Befriend it. Let change work for you now. Speak up. Speak freely. Speak. You have more future waiting for you than you know. Let the past cease to define you. Look. Look to the future and open. Stop giving yourself a hard time about your situation. Love and value you. Be grateful for what you do have. Open to receive and expect more. Receive fully, freely. Receive. Feel the deep trust, the safety. Let it become part of your daily flow, of your practice. You're ready to be free now. When you feel frustrated and powerless, remember, this too shall pass. When you're enjoying yourself, remember, this too shall pass. Let yourself lift above the illusion of highs and lows and into the infinity and bliss of you. Then all things are doable and all light is be-able. Transform all duties and obligations into empowered choices. Feel your energy, your power, and your passion return to you. Activate them, then receive. No more struggle for you. A new day has dawned for you. A new life has opened up for you, and now it reveals its secrets. You are loved. Let yourself be renewed. Step up. Be first in line. Shine your light. Your wallflower days are over. Go for it. Steady the light, the love for yourself. Let your value be natural for you all day, flowing great things to you. Receive them. Stay close, dear one, to Mother Nature. Let her replenish you, restore you, and renew you. Seek the peace in all things and in people. And you will find more and more of that peace within yourself. Dear one, you don't have to try so hard. Relax. Admit you're there where you wanted to be, and you are the person you have chosen to be. Now let your future unfold with grace and harmony. You're getting it. That's it. You're seeing your way now. Just rest a little more. There's lots of energy going through you, and you could get fatigued. Give yourself beautiful replenishing downtimes. You're on the right track. Keep expanding your self-image. Wondrous manifestations are ahead for you. And we love you. And we look forward to working with you the rest of this workshop. You're flowing now, ready to take your next piece of your leap. Let yourself come back. Bring these pieces into your awareness, your conscious awareness, your environment, and open your eyes. It's not going anywhere. It's in you now. It's integrating, beginning that integration process. We're going to take a break now. How long?
15 minutes.
And after the break, we will interact with you with questions and answers and processes. You have begun. We have initiated this journey. We welcome you. Farewell for now.